James Johnson here. In this video, I'm going to be giving you a quick demo on how you could use Bankrate.com to figure out what your balloon mortgage would be. So you're able to use this site to get a quick estimate and figure out A, what those monthly payments will be, and B, what that big balloon payment would be. And just as a reminder, what a balloon mortgage is they typically take place on commercial properties that are 5 units or up. And there's going to be a balloon term of either, you know, anywhere in between 5 to 10 years. And once that term is up, you're going to have to make the one big balloon payment. And in that situation, what you'll typically do is either refinance to make that payment or you'll sell. So I wanted to show you on Bankrate how you could determine, like I said, what those monthly payments are and then what that balloon payment would be. It's very easy to use, so please do not be intimidated. So all you need to do is just go to Bankrate.com and then go to Mortgages, and then the second one from the bottom, Calculators. Then once you're on this page, you're going to have to again scroll down all the way to the bottom where it says Balloon Mortgage Calculator, and that falls under the Calculators for Other Types of Mortgages section. And there's also an interest only calculator here, so if you're, you know, getting one of those possibly, this would be another good calculator to use. But you're just going to want to click on that, and then once typically takes a second to load. Okay, and now once it does show up, what you're going to want to do is very similar to just the standard mortgage calculator on here. You just want to put in your estimated purchase price, so we can keep that at $500,000. The term, we'll put it at a 7-year term. And then the interest rate, we'll just keep at 4.5. So you could see that your monthly payment would be $2,533. And then the balloon payment at the end of that 7-year term would be $437,664. So you're able to see here what the total interest is, the total payments, and just like the other one, like I said, you could, you know, change this to a 10-year balloon, and then you could see how it vary, you know, how the numbers change. You could put it at a 5-year balloon, and then you could see you have a new monthly payment, a new balloon payment. So you could see just a small change in the mortgage amount, the term, the interest rate. These small changes do have a big effect on that monthly cash flow. And like in the other video I said, you want to be making sure here that you're going to be able to cover the debt service coverage ratio. So Rod typically likes to see at least a 1.6, or if it's not there right away, you want the ability to get there quickly. So just keep that in mind while you're doing this, and definitely try and do this as early on in your preliminary evaluation as possible. By being prepared with this, you'll be able to go into your conversations with lenders, with the seller, with brokers, with more info and more prepared. So definitely check this site out, get familiar with it, and I know you won't regret it. So I appreciate the time, and I'll see you on the next video.